Everyone, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. We've got a little bit more heat out there. It's not hot, but it's not as cold as it was yesterday. Chris, picking up the pieces of the Eagles' loss, as disappointing as it was, and kind of moving ahead. Obviously, the Eagles' offseason has begun. We'll talk about it, how they should do, what they should do. They will talk about it today as well. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman, both with a press conference today at noon, one that we will certainly carry live for you here on WIP. So Howie and Doug today at noon, we look forward to that. Last night, of course, Flyers get the win. Sixers back at it tonight versus Minnesota, which means Dario's in town. No Covington. He's injured, and the Harper Machado watch continues. So much to discuss today, including doing so with your phone calls at 888-729-9494. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. Obviously, reaction to the end of the season, how it went down, what happened, how you experienced it, what you thought of it, and where they go from here. Most importantly at this point, where they go from here. Eagles, 888-729-9494. Jenna Cameron, Ritchie Rich. What's up, bud?
Pennsylvania law prohibits singing in the bathtub, Joe.
I don't believe I ever have.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
With as much time as you spend in there?
I don't think I've ever sung. I really don't.
That is unusual. Because you got great acoustics in a bathroom. Most people sing. You know what you have said you've done a lot lately?
Afraid to know. In the bathtub. What's that?
You fall asleep.
I do fall asleep from time to time. That's correct.
How about this? Pennsylvania law prohibits people from sleeping on top of a refrigerator outdoors.
Hey, the rules that someone pushed one time that created a law.
That's amazing.
It's a staggering
thing. Don't fall asleep on top of that refrigerator.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that.
While you're outside.
All right, 888-729-9494. As we ponder those factoids. All right, let's get to it. Eagles offseason, it's begun. Again, Howie and Doug today at noon, John, which should be interesting. We thought Doug was going to speak yesterday. He did not. Today you get not one but two today at noon. Again, we'll carry it here on WIP. Really looking forward to hearing that. All right, let's get to it. So there's so much about the offseason to discuss, and in many ways we'll do so over the next couple weeks. Starting with the quarterback situation, John, it has it's taken me a little bit of time post the season ending, meaning like a little bit less than 48 hours. And this morning, I arrived at greater clarification on where I stand with the Eagles quarterback thing. I told you the whole time, I was very open-minded, possibility of Foles being a starter, possibility of Wentz being a starter. Let's see how this thing plays out. I told you I'd give you, after the season's over, my sense of how this should go. And I was, for the most part, there yesterday, but not crystallized. I'm crystallized in my mind today and helped in the process by a tremendous article. Elliot Short Parks, of course, writes for the WIP website, 94WIP.com/GoBirds. He's got a tremendous article. He put it up last night, I believe. Eagles need Nick Foles in 2019 is the headline of the article. And so, John, having read that article and sort of thought through my own thoughts up until that point and thereafter, to me, it comes down to this. I want the Eagles, unless blown away by an offer, by a trade offer, unless blown away by a trade offer for Nick Foles, I want the Eagles to keep Nick Foles in 2019. And it specifically obviously involves franchising him, assuming that Foles will turn down the $20 million mutual option, which I think we all assume that he will turn down. It's then at that point, if you're the Eagles, to franchise Nick Foles. Of course, you can trade him if you get blown away by an offer, which should be fine. I mean, you're blown away. You get some amazing value. Or, and this is where I'm settling in, John, we're keeping Nick Foles at what a lot of people consider crazy backup money, and I'm going to tell you why. And then I want your reaction, what everyone's reaction today, 888-729-9494. I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible so it's very digestible. It's what I call, John, the dual quarterback strategy. And essentially, here's what the dual quarterback strategy means. It means I got two quarterbacks for 2019, obviously dual. Doesn't mean they're necessarily competing against each other. Really doesn't. I'm not looking to pit them, and I know to some extent some people may see that as unavoidable, but here's the way I look at it. Carson Wentz is the Eagles' starting quarterback in 2019. I want to get Carson fundamentally right with his footwork and all that. I want to get him healthy and all that, back, knee, the whole deal, whatever. I want to get whatever has to get right for Carson to be the best version that he can be in 2019. From the Eagles' standpoint, I say, Carson, you're my quarterback. You're going into the season as my starter. Here's the ball. Run wild with it. But here's what it's predicated on, John. The dual quarterback strategy, keeping Foles' franchise tag, we'll get to all the numbers, is predicated on Carson proving it in 2019. Essentially, Carson, prove it to me. Prove to me you're effective. Prove to me you can stay healthy. If you do that, and by the way, this is predicated on no Carson contract extension this offseason. Carson proves it in 2019. If he does, you're able to cut Nick loose. No problem thereafter. Carson's your guy. You sign Carson after the 2019 season. If he doesn't prove it, John, I got Nick because I still retain his rights because I didn't let him go. I didn't let him go. I still had him because I franchised him. And so then in 2020, I can make a determination. If I felt Carson isn't living up to the end of the bargain I expected, second pick in the draft, incredible second year in the NFL, he's not reestablishing that. God forbid he's hurt again, which, come on, guys, could happen. Guy gets hurt an awful lot. Now I got Foles at the age of 30, which is not old. Drew Brees just beat the Eagles. That guy's close to 40. Tom Brady's in the postseason. He's 41. I still have Foles at the age of 30, and I can consider next year whether I want him, Nick Foles, to be the guy at the age of 30.
31 by that time.
That I signed to a long-term contract.
31 by that time.
Okay, what are you talking about? March of that year? Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, he turns 30 in January.
Okay.
So in like a few days, actually, January 20th.
Thank you for the clarification. 31 at that time. To me, John, the dual quarterback strategy is basically based on this. It's hard to get one. It's really hard to get a great quarterback in the league. And if I feel like I have two, I'm not going to be in a rush to get rid of one. Dual quarterback strategy, make Carson prove it. Health and effectiveness, if he doesn't, I got Nick to lean back on for the next decade, the 2020s, at an age where he can still be very effective for a long time.
The main reason you want to do this is health concerns with Carson or playing concerns.
The main reason I want to do this is that it's really hard to get one, and I want Wentz to prove both, effective and health. I want Wentz to prove it. I don't, my God, we have seen years, and not just Eagles, we've seen other teams. The Redskins had quarterbacks. They weren't always great in the 80s, but they were winning Super Bowls. They basically hadn't had a quarterback for like 20 years. They couldn't find one. They couldn't find a quarterback. Why, if I have two, am I in a rush to get rid of one? Unless I get great value.
Because they cost money.
So, yes, Joe. And let me just say one last thing, and then all you, John, and everyone at 888-729-9494.
This is a salary cap league.
I run into this strategy headlong knowing that I, Joe DeCamera, and if the Eagles employ this strategy, will have to get rid of some players that I love, like, and could still utilize. And I accept that reality because there's no position in all of sports more important than the quarterback position. I'm prioritizing a hefty quarterback salary room next year to give myself optionality for the next decade. John, that's where I'm at. Dual quarterback strategy, go ahead.
Terrible idea. Terrible concept at the very basic level that we don't have the money to do this. You're talking about paying Nick Foles $25 million to be a backup and maybe not play.
Yep, he's a safeguard for the future.
Carson Wentz is due $8.5 million next year.
Yep.
You add up their salaries, that's $33.5 million. Actually, no, Nick Foles, Nick Foles could be more than $25 million. So we'll round up and say we're paying $35 million to the quarterback position. Aaron Rodgers next year will make $26 million.
Yeah, it's a hefty number.
You're going to pay $9 million more at the quarterback spot than the Green Bay Packers are paying Aaron Rodgers. Nick Foles, while wonderful in the short bursts we've seen him, is when you're talking that kind of money, you're talking about a luxury that gets in the way of this team being good because of all of the players we need to re-sign. You named some of them. I mean, yep. Brandon Graham, Golden Tate, Mike Wallace, Lodi Nott, Chance Warmack, Chris Long, Chris Maragos, Corey Graham, the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
And players from the outside that it's harder to acquire.
Yes.
I know that.
A lot of them, yeah, I'm fine with letting a guy like Corey Graham, test the market. Yeah, well, Lodi Nott, I think he's near the end, but there are critical, you know, keystone players
you're right
need to be re-signed, and you can't do that. And with your two-quarterback plan, the rest of this team suffers. You're saying you're not even convinced that this will be – it's not a competition at the quarterback spot?
No, it would not from my end,
So you're saying, first of all, Nick Foles doesn't want to be
Nick's,
a backup.
Nick's going to be
Nick
unhappy.
Nick Foles has talked about Nick Foles just talked in past tense about his experience in Philadelphia after the game.
Yep.
Nick Foles is out of here. Nick Foles wants to be out of here.
Yes, he does.
The contract, as it's written, that he's under, means that he can be out of here if he wants, unless they franchise him. And franchising, again, a luxury that we cannot afford at this point in time. And you just, said it yourself. Nick Foles will be extremely unhappy forced into that role. Carson Wentz, I'd bet my bottom dollar, will not be thrilled to have Nick Foles around next season when he's trying to make this team his own.
I agree with you.
So you are overpaying at that position to have your two quarterback plan while having two unhappy quarterbacks and a much lesser team around them.
That's correct. And here's the way I'd put it. I'm willing, this is me, and I want to hear from everyone, 888-729-9494. I'm willing to have the Eagles roster in the 2019 season suffer somewhat so that I have insurance at the quarterback position for the next decade. I have two guys I can choose in 2020, and I'm going to choose one based on how it goes in 2019. And I accept, as an Eagles fan, I accept that there'll be a lesser roster in 2019 than I'd prefer, but I'm going to take that for the trade-off of the insurance of being able to choose which one 2019 and beyond based on how Carson plays in 2019.
Do you realize what you're saying, Joe?
I really do.
No, I don't think you do. Think about it in this from this perspective. Heading into the 2018 season, I was adamant that on paper the team was better than the team that had just won the Super Bowl.
And I was not, but you were. I know.
Well, they were.
Well, they weren't, but okay, go ahead.
And then injuries
were
and
big.
Attrition
yep.
occurred. So you're stipulating, like, let's head into the season fully healthy with a lesser roster.
That's what I'm saying.
That will get hurt and deal with attrition. Do you know the decimation you're setting yourself up for? When you're doing that, when you're frivolously throwing $35 million at one position, you realize that when injuries will occur.
Yeah, I get it.
What will happen to the rest of this team? You realize the protection that these quarterbacks that we're heaping all of our money onto will be afforded by an offensive line that's sieve-like.
Listen.
You realize the scores that they'll have to ring up game after game when we've got no D-line to stop the run game because they're all hurt. That what you're doing is thinning out the core group and putting too many eggs in that quarterback basket, and you're doing it willingly. In addition, you're doing it knowing that you are creating dissension within your own ranks with two unhappy guys in that quarterback room, the guys who are the leaders.
Yep.
Of this team.
Yep. All right. Listen, great rebuttals from John. I got much to say. We'll address it next and come to you on the phone lines. John and I are just hashing this out here for the first time. Look, there's a lot to it. 888-729-9494. What do you think of it? Dual quarterback strategy, insurance for the future, and a hurt and some pain for the 2019 roster. Is it a risk you'd be willing to take? Joe to Cameron, John Reggie, Howie and Doug today at noon. Again, great article from Elliott Shore Parks on our website. You can check it out, 94WIP.com/GoBirds. We'll discuss it. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.